Walker County will gather this morning to remember the lives lost in the September 11th terrorist attack as the nation marks the 25th anniversary of 9/11. The memorial service begins at 8:40 at the Walker County Courthouse in Lafayette. The ceremony will include the presentation of colors, the Pledge of Allegiance, the National Anthem, a bell ringing, lowering of the flag, and taps. Walker County Commissioner Brian Hart, a retired Army Sergeant Major, will serve as the guest speaker. Congressman Clay Fuller was originally scheduled to speak, but will be unable to attend because of a scheduling conflict. Service is expected to conclude around 9:10 this morning. Three felony arrests in Walker County on Wednesday. 30-year-old Montana Sky Gottfried was charged with simple assault. 29-year-old Tanner Michael Ellis was booked on charges of aggravated assault, simple battery, simple assault, and false imprisonment. You can find the complete arrest report updated daily at discoverwalker.com. This week's Walker County Restaurant Report shows a 90 for Jack's in Chickamauga. The Amigos in Rossville scored a 96, while Honey and Pine in Lafayette scored a 100. You can view the complete arrest report on our website at discoverwalker.com. Georgia is receiving nearly $500 million in federal funding to help communities recover from Hurricane Helene. Governor Brian Kemp says the funding will strengthen drinking water and wastewater systems while improving the state's ability to respond to future water-related emergencies. The EPA awarded Georgia nearly $499.4 million. The money will be administered by the Georgia Environmental Finance Authority. The first project awards are expected to go before the GEFA board in November. The Dade County Sheriff's Office is asking the GBI to review allegations of improper spending by District 4 Commissioner Melissa Bradford. Sheriff Ray Cross says citizens provided receipts and other records obtained through open records request. The allegations involve county credit card purchases, including expenses during a July convention trip to New Orleans. The sheriff says no charges have been filed and the allegations have not been substantiated. County Executive Don Townsend says Bradford's county credit card has been halted. We've got to look at sports right after this. In sports, the Lafayette softball team defeated Dade County Wednesday night. Ramblers took the 4-3 win when Emery Beck delivered a base hit in the bottom of the eighth to score Hadley Hodge for the winning run. Hagen Hodge, Maddie Stout, and Addie Hogue combined to allow only two earned runs and one walk. Hogue earned the win, pitching four innings in relief, not allowing a hit with six strikeouts. She also went 1-for-2 at the plate with two sack bunts and an RBI. Briley Wilson went 2-for-4 and started the rally in the eighth inning with a single. High school football tonight, Lafayette is at home. They'll host county rival Ridgeland. You can hear the game on Georgia 93.7. Our coverage begins at 6 with the Sally McGinnis State Farm tailgate show. Game will kick off at 7:30. Elsewhere in North Georgia, Heritage is at home to face Cass. Chattooga is on the road against Coosa. Ringgold, Gordon Lee, Cahulla Creek all have the night off. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.